Fuchs, when you get settled, if you could please take the roll.
Commissioner Micklig?
Excused.
Commissioner Ritter?
Here.
Commissioner Haley?
Excused.
Mayor Taylor?
Here.
Commissioner Bennett?
Here.
Alderman Skronsky?
Here.
Commissioner Fowler?
Excused. We have a quorum. We have four?
Yes.
We do. I didn't hear if there's a yes.
Yes.
Okay. Will you please rise, join with me in a Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, let's see. We have the minutes of Thursday, January 6, 2011 in front of you. Is there a motion to approve? Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. It's on agenda that the January 20th, 2011 meeting was canceled, so there's no minutes. Next item is item three, public hearings and business items. Item A, City of Franklin Unified Development Ordinance, off-street parking and on-site quaying requirements revisions. Mr. Deal.
Thank you. This is an item or an issue that has come up periodically over the years, comments from various aldermen, comments even at one time or another at the common council meetings, and from applicants over the years, particularly or specifically in regard to our parking standards from the standpoint that maybe we're asking for too much parking. So staff had taken a look at this, and we do have we do agree with some of those concerns as well. So we looked at it. We liked the language that's in the 27th Street district that allows the Planning Commission to review requests for less parking, taking into account the possibility of having shared parking with adjacent properties, cross-access agreements, those kinds
of things. Mr. Fuchs, could you ask him to maybe to move down the hallway? Thanks.
So what we were trying to do then is to give that flexibility primarily to the Planning Commission, in some instances the Common Council, to allow a development to have less parking than the UDO requires. And that would be done in a very similar manner as we currently do in the 27th Street District, to apply that throughout all districts. So far, I haven't heard back from anyone except from Mark. Liberta has talked to Alderman Olson, who did say that he wanted us to bring up and possibly discuss some more the idea of a maximum. So in addition to a minimum parking requirement, there would be a maximum parking requirement. And then our thought just today, because this only came up today, would be if there was interest in doing something like that, we'd recommend or suggest that the same flexibility that would be allowed for developers to go under the minimum would also be allowed developers to go over the maximum. They would have to, again, get that approval primarily from the Planning Commission. So at this point, because we were making a significant enough change, we wanted first just the Planning Commission's input and thoughts before we try to finalize something with the Planning Commission and Common Council review. So at this point, we're not necessarily looking for action, but we are looking for some initial comments, suggestions, guidance, and then we would wrap that into this and bring it back possibly at the next meeting.
Mr. Bennett?
We're talking about trying to be easier on developers and being developer-friendly, and then we're talking about putting a maximum?
Mm-hmm.
That's the ludicrous. That's here comes correct. A developer in. He says, gee, I need all this parking. He's willing to pay for a tremendous amount for parking, and we're going to say, oh, you don't need that. We're not going to let you do that. That'd be going to mean the opposite direction we're trying to go.
And the toughest part from my mind, did you get any insight as to what the concern was? Was a particular situation where there tends to be too much parking and we should have a maximum or any specifics to go on? Because I think that the natural tendency is to think that kind of developers want, you know, they don't want to waste space with unneeded parking. They want to develop, you know, higher value uses on the property. So is there some particular situation where that would be a concern?
I heard,
Mr. Deal?
I heard part of the conversation that Mark and Alderman Olson were having. And the part that I picked up on was retailers sometimes want more parking than they really need. And that for the city, the biggest bang for the buck, the best return on investment would not be a parking lot on a property, it would be another building on the property. So that, I think, was one of his factors. I know that was one of his factors. Is that the primary one or the only one in his thinking? Then I'm not sure. But that angle was, at least one angle was, he'd rather see more buildings on a parcel than less parking.
So this has all been generated because of a conversation between two people?
No, just that one idea, that one small snippet of this. The whole premise of this is numerous comments over the years from numerous people.
I agree with Jack. It's going just in the opposite direction where we want to go.
I don't think we're going to go with only a maximum. I think we should have the intelligence sitting on this commission to say that's plenty of parking for this and be more realistic to parking, as we have all experienced through the years where there's an overabundance, and if we can do a shared parking, make things much nicer. We're always talking about we got too much asphalt out there and we're looking at it. So, and if anybody's got a parking lot that they feel in a future is too big, they'll clip it off and put a building out there. They'll sell it off. So, and then they still got the shared parking to fill up that space. So I just think that, first of all, we're asking always for too much parking, and we should have the judgment and say this particular building will not generate that much parking or that much customers to that particular type of business. It's just not possible. But with the code, they're screwed. They're stuck with it. So I think the Planning Commission has much more flexibility than knowing and looking at a particular property on what the retail or service industry or food and beverage industry that it has or what they're going to need. But I think that gives us a lot more flexibility rather than to be tied up with something like this.
I can't go into a McDonald's or I can't go into Omega. I can't go anywhere where I'm driving through without thinking of Mr. Ritter. As soon as I pull up, thinking about how's the quaying here, and boy, they really didn't do a very good job of designing this. The Taco Bell, there's not a time I don't drive in there where Ritter wouldn't like this. So what I'm saying is I agree with Alderman Skronsky too, is that the Planning Commission does a good job, I think, of weighing in on all the parking and definitely on the quaying situation. So,
I would tend to agree. I think at this point that seems to be a solution in search of a problem.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that comes to mind, and one of the things I like in the language here, is reducing parking but leaving the space available as more green space. I think we need to remember where we are in the life cycle. We've commented even recently that as a community ages and redevelopment occurs, densities tend to increase. I think we need to remember that we're in the early life cycle of this community, and what might seem like it's too much space now may be allowing for a higher density redevelopment that wouldn't be possible later if we don't make the provisions. I doubt that this is going to stop being an automobile-oriented society, you know, in the next 50 years, 100 years, something like that. So, not that that should be a compelling factor, but just something to keep in mind. So I do like the language in here that says, okay, we'll reduce the parking, but we'll need to keep that land as green space in case the intensity of use comes along to where that parking is actually needed. The other factor I think we need to have more in here, and may go to why there are seemingly too much parking in some cases, is snow storage. Because in a lot of cases, if there's too much parking, a lot of that parking seasonally isn't parking at all. Especially, you can see lots of examples of that now, it gets used for snow storage. And obviously that's not an everyday kind of thing, maybe even not, it varies from winter to winter. Still, it's a factor, I think, that has to be taken into consideration. And that's another reason why when we talk about we've got the language in here that says, okay, we'll keep this green space, I would also like to see the language in here that it can't be part of their planned snow storage space either, in terms of the calculation. Now, I'm not saying they shouldn't be able to store snow there if they need to, but it shouldn't be part of the calculation. We should make sure that there's going to be, on the theory that at some point in time, what we're not, that density may increase, that they may need that parking. Well, the more of it that they take for parking, the less there is for snow storage. So we need to, remember it's a, 365-day annual cycle, and that thing conditions do vary, throughout the year and from year to year. So, but basically, I know there's been, I've been one who's been cautious about reducing parking because I've been basically waiting for somebody to come along with, okay, if no reason to not go to another standard. If there's an appropriate source that says, you know, what is a reasonable amount? So I have no, you know, objective to this. I think it's been put together fairly well. As I say, I would like to see the snow storage factor included there to make it clear that can't be included in the calculations, although I don't think I would object to actually using the snow storage. It's just not included in the calculations. But I do have a concern in a couple points. We talk here, the applicant demonstrating, you know, do we have a standard for what constitutes adequate demonstration on the part of the applicant for some of these things? The minimum number of required parking spaces would exceed projected demand, sufficient, we'll get into the on-street parking thing later, demonstrate that vehicle stacking will not interfere with. In terms of the things that you would be looking, the resources you would be looking to when they're submitting plans, is there an established body of work that they, you know, things that they could turn to? Is here's what constitutes demonstrating the things requiring to demonstrate here?
Nick can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think one of the sources we're we'll looking at is these documents, like by the APA and stuff. Mm-hmm. If what they're coming up with matches what they show, we would be sure to point that out to the Planning Commission to help you guys make your decision that their lower level parking is based on something, is founded on something.
So, how urgent do you need an answer on this?
As far as I know, there's no particular rush, other than the fact that. This has come up periodically over the years, so. Yeah.
But given we have three plan commissioners that are not here tonight, right. That I was going to suggest that we table this next meeting.
Mm-hmm. So I don't think any action was anticipated. The one other comment that I would like to make: there are a couple of references to on-street parking. What I was curious about, other than the BB district, do we have any significant use of regular recurring? Of non-residential uses, you know, either meeting or making regular use of adjacent on parking.
That's right. Hideaway, 76.
Yeah, I got to disagree with you. I talked to the county about this, and they don't have a problem with that. And I've had conversations with both the last director and this director, and he says we don't have a problem with that at all.
With what?
With the parking on using on a county road, on the overload.
So, Mr. Bennett?
Yeah, but I don't think on new businesses you should count on street parking. First of all, on-street parking is horrendously expensive. It's about 10 times the cost of a parking lot. And because you're taking a lane of traffic to do it. And the problem is with on-street parking, you're likely to be able to use it to lose it because of no parking. Take Rosson Avenue. You can allow parking on it, but that third lane is eventually going to be a traffic lane. So if you allow them to use on-site parking in 10 or 15 years when the traffic builds up, they're going to lose it, and then you're going to have a problem. So I think be careful. I mean, existing developments that were developed a long time ago and have on-street parking, it's fine on 76th Street, but there's a possibility someday in the future when the county rebuilds that, there may not be all on-street parking.
And that would be my suggestion as well. Given where we are in the life cycle, you know, I would try to stay away from allowing on-street parking into the calculation. I'd look for off-street parking as much as possible. So I would, you know, like to see, you know, that removed.
Again, given that we have three commissioners that aren't here tonight, and also that I saw this gentleman here at 9 o'clock. Yesterday morning after he was up probably at 4 o'clock like others to get their stuff done, and Mr. Bennett's been working around the clock, that, you know, maybe we can move along on this agenda tonight. The Alderman Skransky, you have your hand.
Yeah, I could say for an existing businesses, and 76th Street's a whole different ballgame. That has two lanes and it has shoulders on it. It isn't that it's right now paved with three lanes. So it's a whole different story right now. And for stuff like that. In new one, a whole different story, because then we're looking at parking, on-site parking, and stuff like that. But at businesses right now, like the Village Business and 76th Street and some of the other places, I don't see whether that's a problem, because it's a small period of time, and it goes away. It isn't like it's 24/7, 365.
I don't want to belabor the point. Actually, I would like to get a motion to table.
I move
just
to table.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
under discussion. Just on 76th Street, my recollection is that while most of the time you see Franklin police officers going up and down it, I have seen state patrolmen on 76th Street. That's a state road, and I don't think that there's anybody that has authorization to nullify state law. So if they see people that are not parking correctly, the state can do what they want. And I've seen a lot of troopers out there just so that they can show a presence. I just wanted to think, do we have a motion on the floor to table? It's been seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, the four ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Just want to remind everyone that within the last couple weeks or so, that the Common Council meetings and I believe the Plan Commission meetings are now being taped and are available for digital listening. I listened to a council meeting last night, and I believe this Plan Commission meeting and all future Plan Commissions will be digitally recorded and available on the city's website to the entire world. So just remind everyone of that. Let's see, the UDO codification update. I requested for Mr. Deedle that a report come in regarding codification. One of the planners we have was expressed during the budget process that that individual was to be hired instead of going out to for a consultant to codify the ordinances. The staff gave me a copy of the draft in both Word and PDF files. I believe that's been now referred to the city attorney's office for his review. And one of the things I requested at the Common Council meeting the other night is that what you gave me was chapter by chapter. And so if you wanted to do a searchable or a search of all of the UDO, you couldn't do that right now. You have to do it by chapter. And so I'm asking that all of that be incorporated into one document. What I can see is the staff did a really good job on it. And it's amazing when you read it because you forget all the things that the Plan Commission and the Council have been working on. And it's a testament to the staff of the city in, I'm talking engineering, everybody, to the amount of work that it takes when ordinances are changed or modified and how city attorney has to literally watch every word and make sure that it's all legal and it's in harmony with every state law and federal law and all that stuff. So it's quite a document. I don't know that this needs any more attention other than to let you know that we are working on it and it's proceeding. It's in the city attorney's. I've got a copy. I don't see any real harm if the plan commissioners have a copy.
It would be very easy to do it electronically. It is very large, so it would take a while to print it off hard copy. But electronically,
not hard copy, but
good. Yeah. Yes, I can do that.
It's for some people that
are challenged. Are you saying that?
Well, some people may find it. I think Mr. Ritter would find it very interesting in that meeting. I think he would. And I started. When you've got enough time,
you got yours printed off already.
This one here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So why don't we...
That would be nice.
Just the electronic, and maybe just the PDF copy or something.
Yes.
Okay. Good.
There seem to be some things that maybe were being submitted to the council for their direction on. Has the council considered this? Are they giving action?
It was just a report update. Yeah. I don't know if you noticed, but the city attorney has been working on some fairly large projects like landfills and Ryan Creek interceptors. Just little things like that. And hopefully we'll be giving them more work. Okay, next item is ad hoc review. I don't have anything to report. See, City of Franklin Comprehensive Outdoor Recreation Plan Update Incorporation, et cetera, et cetera. This, again, is here at the request of the chairman. I don't expect you to take action on every page tonight. In fact, I don't expect you to take any action on this document. This is to get it in your hands as soon as possible. So that it's also, has it gone to the Parks Commission yet?
Next week, Monday.
Okay, so this is coming to the Plan Commission before it goes to the Parks Commission for your review and advice, et cetera, et cetera. I bet you Alderman Skransky might find this interesting, given that about 90% of the recommendations are in his aldermanic district.
I think so.
And there is some things in here regarding things like Central Parks and somebody, the staff of the city, I think, put a figure of something like $25.4 million.
Correct.
So that might get some attention. But half of that is for a senior community center or something?
I believe almost half is. The single most expensive item would be that recommendation from the previous park plan for the senior recreation center. That would be the building and the land combined together would be the most expensive one item.
And given that I think we've only collected, like, and can only collect $1.2 million in impact fees that would require matching, we're probably missing about $9 million for the community center. So the $25 million figure can be cut quite a bit. And how far does this plan go to 2025? Or?
There's almost two levels. We try to be more detailed for the next five, more generic and less detailed for the next 15 to 2025. And we even understand and recognize that anything from some to a lot of the recommendations may take even longer. But the time that we were focusing on more detail for the next five, less detail for the next 15, and recognition that some things will take even longer.
Okay. Any questions? This is for you to take back and read at your pleasure.
Where is it?
Did I get one?
No. You dropped one off at my house. I don't think so.
You have a digital one?
No, I got one.
Yes, although that's also in chapters. It's not one combined document, but we do have an electronic version. And it's on the city website. The electronic version is on the city website.
Well, can you also furnish that to the plan commissioners as well? Digital. Okay, we've got Franklin Trails. I don't think there's anything there. Is there a motion to adjourn? Is there a second? So moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Four ayes, no noes. I say the motion carries. We're adjourned.
Yes.
Tape recorder.